I don't want to talk about topic number one. I thought talking about politics might provide comic relief. But what's funny about that? Politics is deadly serious precisely because people's lives depend on how elected officials take care of the rest of us, or whether they're only focused on optics. Doctors and nurses are being forced to make tragic choices about priorities for medical equipment and facilities in short supply. In this kind of situation, there's always a risk of decisions being corrupted by unexamined prejudices, and that needs to be avoided. But I know that if I get the coronavirus, my treatment will depend on how overwhelmed the facilities are. The usual question is how many lives can be saved. Wherever that would put me online is reasonable. But this country, which constantly boasts about being the best, deserves criticism for losing a full 2 months by comparison to many other countries dealing with the virus. That delay meant we'll face many more cases and lose many more people than we should have. We refused the World Health Organization's offer of a test used across much of the globe, while the White House boaster-in-chief treated the pandemic as a hoax. That and the fact that our healthcare system still doesn't take care of everyone, even when everyone's health depends on everyone else's, justifies deep disappointment. Trump repeatedly minimized and mocked the pandemic, describing it as a Democratic hoax. It took Fox News host Tucker Carlson to go to a party at Mar-a-Lago and tell Trump this was a serious pandemic before Trump paid attention. It took Senator Schumer to tell Trump to activate the Defense Production Act when the man in the White House hadn't bothered. Now, of course, he's playing catch-up, bragging constantly while the governors, mayors, and the professionals at the National Institutes of Health and the Center for Disease Control are doing the real work, as he well knows. But let me pull back from the current details. For years, we eliminated, quote, surplus hospital beds, everything not in regular use. This president continued cutting, quote, extras like those at the CDC, whose jobs were to plan ahead to prevent epidemics, or the office at the Security Council meant to coordinate responses to global pandemics. With such efficiencies, nothing's left when we need it now. This country has been so focused on efficiency and not crossing so-called bridges before we get there, that we refuse to plan ahead and wait for problems to become crises. We've turned the notion of freedom into a justification for selfishness instead of an opportunity to push politicians to behave like statesmen pursuing the public interest. We've reached a point where civil servants, people who have spent their lives and careers on our behalf, can be maligned as the, quote, deep state, instead of thanking them for their service. We've lost a notion of the public interest and a notion that teamwork has been a great virtue of American economic and political culture. We need a balance of teamwork and independence. The combination defines the moral fiber that we've been losing and paying dearly for.